Okay, we're going to bring this meeting to order. Could we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And just a reminder, ask everybody to please turn their cell phones off or to silent mode, please. Can we get a roll call, Gary?
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Here.
Roy?
Here.
Wes?
Here.
Joe?
Here.
Okay, could we get an introduction of guest and port staff, Gary?
I think I would change it up. I'll just let everybody introduce themselves.
That's fine.
Travis Webster, Harbor Master.
Gary Dillinger, Port Manager.
Martha Rice, Legal Counsel.
Danielle Shepherd, Marina Administrator.
And for sure, I know we have two guests here tonight, Noah Bruce and Yolanda Dreger. Thank you for coming. Also, we have our media coverage, Wood Allen's here. Yes. Any modifications, additions, and changes to the agenda as written? Gary?
I don't have any.
At this point in time, any of us that sit on the board can declare potential conflicts of interest if we think we have any. Can I get an approval of the agenda as written?
I move to approve the agenda as written.
We have a second.
I'm second.
Gary, roll call.
Joe?
Yes.
Wes?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to move to public comments. And the two that we have are submitters of proposals. So I'm going to ask the board's permission to strike the three-minute limit and let them explain their proposals in person to us.
I'll make a motion. We strike the 3 minute. Give them unlimited time.
Yes. Thank you. Can we get a second on that?
Second.
Gary, roll call, please.
Richard.
Yeah.
Wes.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Okay. Noah, would you like to come up to the podium and speak to the board, please? I'm very nicely done on the proposal.
It wasn't me that prepared the proposal, by the way. The individual that was supposed to, your meeting was scheduled before they had the ability to come to town, the investors. So I was wondering if I could put him on speaker.
Absolutely. If you want to put your phone up here.
Or okay. You have a mic or something? Like that. Or might be here.
Yeah, near the mic.
Okay. His name is Rob. He's the one that's done this before many times up in Portland. Hey, Rob, Noah here. I got you on the stand now, so I'd like you to present your proposal to these guys if you could.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I hear you. I'm on the spot right now too. All right. Yeah, they can hear you, I think, right?
Can you put it next to the mic? Where's between the mic? Wes,
oh, okay.
And Joe?
There. Okay, try it again, Rob.
Yeah, well thanks for having me. Can everybody hear?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, great. So, I think hopefully everybody got a chance to actually read through the proposal. But the really unique part about proposal is that it turns what is now kind of a blighted, unused, unrealized building into something that the whole community can get behind. The real unique part of this proposal is the fact that, you know, once we took it and finished it and completed it, so it was to the standards of what it should be, we will recruit the types of local business owners that will take pride in occupying that space, you know, the original vision was for, you know, kind of a wellness and business center. So really trying to promote some of the businesses and activities that go along with the South Coast, with wellness, but also people who have an entrepreneurial spirit. And getting those people in there will allow us then to basically become partners. And they will, the go in there. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you just cut out for a second. Go ahead.
Okay. The entrepreneurs that will go in there, our plan is to structure it in such a way that they actually, the longer they stay, they can actually earn equity in the building. And what that does from a property ownership perspective is it gets tenants in there who take pride in their space, who take pride in the business that they run out of the space, and also take pride for the other businesses that will be in there with them. So once they're in there and it's stabilized and it gets to a point where it is financeable from a bank, then what we would do is we would refinance it and sell the building to a for-profit cooperative, which is a really unique idea also. I don't know if the Port Commissioners had a chance to look at the NEIC, the Northeast Investment Cooperative, but it would be modeled after that, where basically the community would be given the opportunity to buy basically a share of the building. And again, what that does is it allows community members to take an active role in owning a business that is this building. And again, they will also take pride in it, and they will talk about it, and they will promote it, and they will support the businesses that go in there. So our idea is a real win-win. It turns, win-win-win. Because it turns something that the port is currently unable to use into something that the community can use, get behind, support, and actually benefit from the economic activity that comes from actually fixing it up.
You guys have any questions?
I have one question. In reading the proposal, is the purchase price, I believe, $106,000 total?
So Rob, what was the purchase price in the proposal, just to be clear?
$100,000.
Okay. Are you thinking that includes the land as well, or no?
That's our proposal. It would include the land. The challenge with this property, and I'm sure you guys are well aware, the amount of money it's going to take to get it up to standards, especially with, you know, I mean, we don't even know yet exactly everything that's going to have to go into it with some of the things that were done. So we really have to be cautious with not getting too aggressive with the price. So yeah, that the proposal is $100,000 for the building and the land.
Okay. Can you tell the board what the remaining debt is on that loan for that building?
I can get you close.
Okay, somebody.
Go ahead.
$2,000 plus $2,008, something like that, a month for the next 12 years.
Yes.
And all the debt, all the interest.
Which, what do you think that's?
300 and some thousand.
Yes.
Last time I looked.
Yeah, 350,000 was the latest numbers I remember. But it's in that range.
The request that we made was a lease on the land, not a purchase on the land. And this proposal does not address in any way, shape, or form a proposal that includes a lease on the land.
Hey, Rob, didn't you have a proposal regarding leasing the land out for the 99 years?
We ran some numbers with that. It doesn't really work very well with that. You know, all that to say, this is a proposal, and if you guys kind of like the idea behind it, we're open to discussing more. And I know that was part of the RFP, was that you guys were able to negotiate exclusively with the developer if you wanted to. So we would certainly be open to that. This isn't a take it or leave it type deal. We know, or I shouldn't say we know, we're relatively confident to make this project work as it's proposed. You guys have some other ideas, if the Port Commission has some other ideas, we'd certainly be open to entertaining those ideas.
Okay, thank you, Rob, very kindly. Are there any other questions? Yeah. We have other commissioners that have questions for you, Rob.
No, I'll throw him out a proposal.
Oh, okay.
start out with $200,000 non-refundable for the 6 months, I mean 36 months, not this $1 thing where you can come back and at the end of 1 month and give us a dollar and you own the property and the building. So $200,000 for 36 months, in which time you have the building only, not the land. At the same time as you're doing, we'll give you a certain period of time to come up with a sliding scale on the lease of the land, which you'll negotiate with Gary. So I would think you would want to negotiate the land lease before you make the investment on the building. But we're not going to tie the building, my personal opinion is, I'm not going to tie that building up for 3 years that you can buy the land and the building for a dollar.
Or even $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no, not, that ain't okay. Gonna happen.
The other one's a dollar.
Yeah, it's a lease option, so we wouldn't buy it for, or that basically just gives us the time to make the investments necessary. Because we're gonna be investing over $750,000, and truth be told, it's probably gonna be more than that. So, you know, even if we did that, you know, we could put some performance milestones in place. Because, you know, once we invest that money over 36 months, obviously, if we default, you guys will have the building back and it'll be completely renovated, or it'll be well on its way. So the proposal is actually a lease option. So we wouldn't actually own it. We would just be leasing it. Basically, it's out there for however many years and you guys haven't got any income. It would basically be like that, except there would be somebody spending money on it to actually fix it up instead of it just sitting there.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have an item number 3 under your 36-month lease with option to purchase. Anytime within 36 months, Harbor Rising LLC has the option to purchase the building for $100,000. That means
yes.
The day after we sign the contract, you can lock in on the $100,000 and have bought the building with no lease on the land.
Correct. Yeah, that's what is in this proposal. You're correct. Okay. Yeah.
And then under the next one you have, Harbor LLC needs a minimum, or is going to invest a minimum of $750,000, which means nothing if you walk in and give us $100,000 the day after the contract is signed, you own the building. And the way this is worded, it implies you own the land too.
Mm. Yep, you are exactly right. And I'm not an attorney, so you're exactly right. It should have been, maybe I should have put, you know, after 36 months, we could buy it for $100,000. But yeah, you're exactly right. And you know, those are details that we could work through if you guys are interested in talking more. But if this kind of plan isn't really in line with what the port wants to do, then, you know, I totally understand.
Any other input?
I don't have as much heartburn over the dollar lease, apparently some do, because I can see this as an opportunity for them to step forward and say, okay, we're going to lease this for a buck, and we're going to go out then and have to, I mean, they've got a lot of heavy lifting to do here.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of money to raise,
mm-hmm.
They've got a lot of improvements to do, they've got a lot of tenants to find to make this practical. So the lease part for the land at a buck doesn't bother them. If that has a time certain, even 3 years, to give them an opportunity to go out and really shake the tree.
Right.
So, you know, that part of it I don't think is unreasonable to say, okay, let's go ahead, we'll enter into an agreement with the lease, and then when you start rolling, then we'll get things cooking in terms of the long-term lease of the property. But we do, we should have a pretty good understanding of what that's gonna be. When it comes around.
Oh, shit, I'll drop. So,
his phone died.
But I don't have, I mean, anytime we're going to ask people to do this, we're going to have to be willing to give them a little leeway, I think.
I agree.
To work on this. Because you're talking.
Yeah, I'm just wanting you to hear the rest of what they're saying. The phone died for some reason.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So at this point, if this takes off and we get a buck, okay? And they start working. We're no worse off than we are right now.
Absolutely.
Except that there's work going on. Okay.
Well, and the fact that we might lose the property and the building I'll give you $106,000 tomorrow for that property and building. I think most of the people in Brookings that could do it would do that.
I can't speak for anybody else. I'm not interested in getting rid of the property.
Yeah, right here it's very clear. It says purchase the property, land, and building.
Right, but I think what he's saying, Wes, is, you know, he's not a lawyer, and he's willing to reword.
Well, I would, if I was in their shoes, I'd make that exact same proposal.
Well, I could make a proposal of a dollar for the whole thing.
So now we're back to stage two here, which is, so we've seen at least this proposal, what's the deal?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How are we going to negotiate this? And so, again, from my perspective, I'm willing to not be so owly about the lease up front in order to give these guys some time to go in there and see what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
If it turns out at the end of a year they can't get funding, they can't make this work, we've made a dollar and we're right back where we started.
Correct.
But all of this is so vague. The very first thing is they want the land and the property for $106,000. That's clear as day. That's black and white right there.
This is the proposal we're talking about yet.
Well, okay, the second thing is possible.
The proposal you're doing is the second proposal. We're dealing with the one that's...
I'm looking at proposal number one on my piece of paper, unless I'm off. I'm looking at it right here.
This is LLC.
Yeah. Right here from Black Rice... Right here.
That's a different one.
That's a different one altogether.
Okay, so this is no good?
That's not a...
That's what I got when I sat down.
You're going to... That's
I got the same one.
So, proposal number two.
Okay, we can't make any decisions unless we have, especially on port property and buildings.
You've got 20 pages right here, Wes.
I understand, but what is this right here? This is a summary of the whole thing.
It's a summary, but you're looking at proposal one, and this proposal is actually
I just said I was looking at proposal one. Somebody else said I was not looking at proposal one. So.
Well, at any rate, we're still down to...
None of this is actually clear at all, and we're in no position to make any kind of decision on selling or getting rid of a building when we can't even decide what is proposal one and what is...
Wes,
yes?
Here's proposal one, okay? That's from Todd L. Britton, okay? It's a contact. It's just a very one-page proposal right here. Okay. $106,000.
Right here. Right?
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Noah Bruce.
Proposal number two.
Right here.
Okay, so we're not on proposal one. We're on proposal two.
Two.
Okay.
Yes.
I was just told we were not on proposal two. We were on proposal one.
There's 20 pages of very, very detailed.
I looked through that.
Description.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So, can I summarize?
Absolutely.
Okay, so it looks to me like where we are at this point is... We're a lot farther than we used to be. We've got two proposals, possibly three proposals coming up.
Correct.
That actually talk about here's what we would propose to do.
Correct.
So we've got people that think that. I think the discussion we're at right now, probably with all three applicants ultimately, will be, okay, so we're not comfortable with selling the land. So what comes after that? Can we work out a lease agreement on the land and then some reasonable discussion about how the building is going to be developed? That's all we're at right now.
Correct.
And we, you know, in my opinion, we've got quite a bit of time to work this through with the proponents to see what could happen. I mean, I guess I'm saying I don't feel compelled just because we got these offers here to go, yeah, we're going to have to pick one of those right now.
Right. We're not making a decision tonight on nothing.
But no.
We're listening to proposals.
We're opening up a discussion with the proponents of, so but we're not willing to sell you the land. What does that mean to you now?
Martha has raised her hand.
Oh, I was just going to say, along those lines, correct. I mean, you wouldn't be approving a whole package deal now, but if one of these was an idea worth entertaining, but with further guidance, then you could direct staff to, you know, negotiate and bring something back according to whatever sort of, you know, ideas you have tonight. Mm-hmm. We could even have future executive sessions to discuss details, you know, regarding real property if necessary. And ultimately, if you had some development plan with milestones and lots of stipulations and things, you know, you'd have a full contract that laid out and was binding. So obviously that's not going to be accomplished tonight, but if you wanted to pick a proposal to further consider, mm-hmm. then that would be appropriate.
We're just listening to proposals tonight.
So okay. All I heard was earlier he said that their proposal was
is
to
a lease with an option.
I heard earlier it was to purchase the land and the building for $100,000. That's what he said earlier.
But he corrected that.
Okay, I didn't hear the correction.
He corrected that.
Okay, so proposal one is completely out of the loop, right? Correct?
No, we haven't even talked about it.
Right, we haven't talked about it yet.
Do you have this paper in front of you, Wes?
That one. I'm looking at the one from our attorney. That one's not right, I guess.
Go to this page.
There's page number on it.
And it's
page 11?
An innovative plan. It's like page 6 in there. I don't know what page number you've got it at.
Is that wrong?
It should be in the corner of the page.
What page are you on there?
Pass that down.
I'm sure he's got it in his packet.
Yes. Thank you. I don't recall what we're looking at here. Okay, so all we're talking about is the lease, but it has nothing to do with selling the land.
Those top four items are what's really important.
Okay. Okay, so our question is, we have a problem with selling the land at any time in 36 months for $100,000, correct? I agree with that. Right?
So like Richard said, right now, that will go to the submitter of this proposal, what now?
Sure.
But what was?
And what I suggested was $200,000. We're going to pay, if on a 3-year commitment on their part, we're going to pay $72,000 plus on just the continuation of the lease.
On the payment of our debt.
And so I would like to see something that comes back that we're talking about a lease on the land. That's number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's our direct cost.
Yeah.
Then we can fill in all the other blanks, mm-hmm. you know, that they want to come in with. But I want to see something that makes a commitment. That would be my, you know, vote, where they have to put up something financially to make them responsible, and it isn't going to be buy it out and win it for a, you know, at the end of sign the contract and to get it for $100,000. They're not getting the land.
Right.
You know.
And I agree, Ken. I think though tonight it's just an introduction to a proposal.
Correct.
And
so they can come back.
Yeah, and the track record part of the proposal, really nice. Yeah, so, Joe, you got anything to put in?
No, I'm still thinking.
You're pulling gear.
I got a lot of my mind.
Think about me. So, do we have any further questions for Noah or Rob from the board or any of the staff?
No, I'd have to look over this.
My suggestion would be come back with a proposal that includes a lease on the land.
I didn't know what it said.
I get that.
Let's finish with what else we've got to consider, and okay. We can wrap that all.
All right, thank you, Rob. I'm going to wrap you up.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Perfect. Yeah, my part in this was just handling the construction. So, all right.
Noah, thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the proposal. Tell Rob thank you.
All right.
And come back to us, Noah.
All right. You guys have a good night.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Noah. Okay, we have Ywanda Dreger.
Yes.
And Ywanda is here tonight. She has requested in our packet a 30-day extension so that she can prepare a proper proposal for the board.
Yes.
So, Ywanda, would you like to speak to the board and let them know something, your plan maybe a little bit, or just a little idea?
Thank you all.
Thank you, Wanda, for showing up. Maybe a little on your background, too.
Yes. Let me tell you my background. I'm relatively new to Brookings. I came from the Bay Area. My, as you can see from my necklace, this happens to be a PC board from 2000. However, I started Lockheed Missiles in Space when I was 19 and built some of the first multi-layer boards in the Santa Clara Valley that now all of you get to enjoy what we created. I advanced from that to a controller for the D5 missile. That meant that I was in total control for different segments of that missile. No one could take a part off or move it in the line without my signature, including the VP of Lockheed. I gave presentations for Lockheed to the Navy of our health, of our program. From that, I decided to move and drop the acronym language I had been dealing with for years and go into facilities. My first project as project manager was the first building in Santa Clara County in 1980. It was 600,000 square feet. It stands today's dwarfed by Google. However, it was the state of the art at its time. I have an extensive background in construction. I've talked to many people. Like I say, I'm new to Lockheed. Oh, and I'm also a long-term member to the Inventor Alliance out of Palo Alto. So I see things quite differently than a lot of other people. And sometimes that's difficult as I explain my vision. But I can tell you right now, the phone that you hold in your hand was created about 15 years ago. And the reason that it takes that long to create the item is because of all the development of the subparts, the different equipment to check them. So advanced planning, I've been on teams for Lockheed of advanced planning for 25 years in advance. I have talked to many people here about the green building. They all see it as the green building, and they see this building as a disaster and a total failure of the community and the poor. I see this building as an incredible opportunity that could excite and enhance this community. It actually can be our phoenix arising from the flames of possible demolition as a winner. It is a symbol, the phoenix, of rebirth from failure of the past. Our proposal and vision for the development of this building would be a common area on the first floor that will be transitional. A mobile open space with mobile walls, seating, stage, and rolling platforms that could be moved in for cooking competitions. The fixed walls could be used as a maritime museum displaying port history. For example, I was told, and this wasn't my idea, that we have an old Coast Guard ship that we could disassemble, cut in half, and mount on the side walls on the first floor. We would also accommodate some retail. On the second floor, we'd have fine dining with views of the ocean. We don't have a single restaurant in this town that really displays the glory of our port and its view. This restaurant should also have catering capability. High-tech offices on the second floor with conference areas and additional retail will complete the second floor. To help the community to expand their vision of the green building, we would develop an architectural design contest with a $2,500 award for the winning architectural transformation. Of the design of the building. The applicants would also include a basic interior layout of our requirements. This competition would give us a more advanced, broader vision of what this building could be. It would give us national and maybe international exposure of our lovely port. I have done this successfully with interior design students at three different colleges for big fundraisers in the Santa Clara Valley. And although we didn't offer a cash prize, we offered name recognition. This is some things I know it's hard to imagine, but there are systems out there for portable walls. We've designed them at Lockheed with easy to move. I could move them. There's portable theater seating. We would have to design locations to store these items. We have an incredible opportunity here with our mushrooms that haven't, in my opinion, been totally explored of what we could do with that. We could have international competitions with A-class chefs that would come and use the portable stations in our open area for international competitions even. We could have drop screens and then bring in named entertainment. I see the building, I heard the other proposal. What we need, in my opinion, is to bring people down here and utilize the wonderful businesses that we have. We have Sports Haven, we have a lot of businesses that we need to support as well. And when you have permanent residents that sell the same item over and over, you get a very limited clientele into your facility. But when you open it up to the entire community and extend it way beyond our own community, with marketing and advertisement, you bring in the kind of tourism that we need here. The real reality is our fishing industry is slowly disappearing due to a lot of things. Certainly not from the ambition and endurance of our fishing community. It's just a fact of reality of pollution and overfishing. So we need to concentrate on bringing in more people here. Unfortunately, I know that a lot of people are in support of more RV parking available. The only thing that RV parkers bring in is more revenue to Fred Meyer's for gas, and they cook within their RV. We need to find something to vitalize this port and to support the existing businesses that are out there. So I'm asking for the 30 days. I would appreciate it. It would give me time then to work with some of the people that I have. For instance, I haven't reviewed the drawings yet. I haven't seen the permits. I haven't investigated who built that building and what their credibility was. I would fly in my own inspector. He happens to be my son, who just finished one of the biggest Google buildings in Santa Clara County. And in fact, he texts in the morning. Hi, Eric, how you doing? He sends me a picture of the front of his truck. Stopped dead, 5 lanes of traffic. It used to take him 20 minutes to get out to Moffett Field. It now takes 2 hours. He says, Mom, I have 29 foremen. I have 400 men on this job. It takes me 2 hours to get there. When I'm finished, they plan to have 8,000 occupants. So I'm very happy to be here in Brookings. I can find a parking space. So I apologize for not seeing this building sooner. And but I have to tell you, I've been very blessed to travel the world. And we, right here, honestly have the most beautiful place I've ever seen. So I'm asking that you give me a chance to see what I can do. And I will tell you that San Jose USO in the San Jose International Airport was built by me, envisioned by me, engineered by my engineers at Lockheed. The labor was provided by the Trade Labor Union. The Girl Scouts sold cookies and developed the nursery within the unit. Herman Miller, my interior systems for offices, donated the systems for the division there, and all the clubs donated TVs and you name it. Anyway, it still functions today, and hundreds of thousands of military personnel have gone through that facility. Anyway, I would like to help the court if I can. And I will make every effort I can to find sources that can make this happen. Thank you. And I'll give you a little of what I said.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. If you want to.
And I'm not quite the girl I was when I started at Lockheed. My birthday is the 9th.
Thank you.
I'll be 78.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
So I personally would like to make a motion to extend the 30-day extension to allow Yawanda Dredger to draw up a proper proposal.
I will second that motion.
Okay, roll call, Gary.
Ken.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes.
Wes.
Yes.
Roy.
Yes. Motion passes. You get your extension.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
I got one question to the board. 30 days from today?
30 days from today.
Okay. All right.
What a presentation.
Yeah.
That's professional.
Impressive.
Very.
I think tonight we've
had 80 years old.
I think we've had, you know, she hasn't proposed a price or anything. I don't believe that I read.
No.
Noah's package was really great. I think we got something to negotiate there. I think tonight is really awesome. Something might really happen with that building if we can negotiate.
We just don't have one more proposal.
Yes, we do. And we're gonna.
Can I make one?
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
On Noah's proposal.
Pardon me.
Have Gary send him a letter. He asked 30 days also from today.
This Todd Curry.
No. Let's wait till we get them all done.
So the third proposal, I seem to know everybody that's here in the room, and I don't recognize Todd Craig present tonight. We could call him if we wanted to, and see if we could get him on the phone. Anybody's got a good phone? I don't have a good phone.
He's not here.
If he's not here, he must not care that much about.
Well, you know, I just agree with that. He may be in New York. I don't know where he lives. But obviously, we have a letter from him from Fresno, California. He may be in Fresno. You know, I don't know if he knows the process or not. I'm asking the board how they would like. Would you like to read this out loud, or
I'll just take it at face value the way we're on it. Review it. Talk about it. All right.
Kit, you want to start with discussion?
The same issue. He wants to buy the land for $106,000. He wants it to go 30-day escrow or less. I would just, on the basis of that, say total rejection. But if we're giving the others 30 days, we need to give him our same opportunity. He needs to submit something that leases the land and has a proposal.
Yes.
That excludes the land if he's interested.
So would we like to direct Gary to initiate that?
I will tell you that at any time in this process, if someone comes in here and proposes to build residences or dwellings there, I'm going to ask that if that occurs, that there be a some sort of a written agreement that says basically, I think we can do this. If you agree to buy a condominium at that building, then you also do that with the understanding that this is a fishing port. That condominium will come with smells. It will come with noise. It will come with halogen lights on 24/7 during the crab season. It will come with some things you're not used to in your neighborhood. But if you're going to buy here, you sign an agreement that says, I understand that. And furthermore, you will agree to not contact the port to stop the hours of operation of the fishing fleet or make modifications in that manner. I think we can do something like that.
May I?
I would ask the attorney if you can put some sort of a deed restriction on that that way.
Well, you can make it something that's basically part of their purchase agreement. So we would require it of whoever the developer was that they be notified of, all purchasers be notified of that, and if that's their understanding that they're going into purchasing.
May I add to that as well, along with, I agree with what you say 100%, but we also need to consider a whole lot of stuff. if you're going to be bringing people in, parking, fire suppression, everything. Everything goes along with that. When you're building a little community, those communities have to help foot the bill for everything from our road systems, drainage systems, everything. This isn't just a, yeah, go ahead, shoot, I could turn that thing into, I don't know how many flats and charge quite a bit of money for it and then have this massive impact on our port that we foot the bill for. So there's a lot of thought into anything.
And I, like and that. I think, there again, this is just an initial submitted proposal, and that, you know, now that we've got a 30-day extension going on, then we let him know these things.
Sure.
And he...
Is he tied to the other proposal? Because I find it really, 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 really strange that two different people from two different areas of the world come in with $106,000.
The other one's only $100,000.
But it was 106.
Yeah, this is 106. The other one was 100.
Well, I thought it was 106 as well, wasn't it? Did I miss
nope.
that?
It was 100,000 and 106,130.
Proposal one from Todd Craig, $106,130.
Yes, and then in the proposal from Harbor Rising LLC was $100,000 even.
Okay. Even then, I mean, $6,000, that's a pretty...
Yeah, he's. I can assure you he is not tied to Noah Bruce's outfit. I know each and every one of them personally.
Okay, that's just
this guy has never been in this sort of life. I've never met him. I've met all of Noah's people over the years.
Did we put anything out there saying $100,000 minimum bid? Or?
No, no, nothing.
I'm curious. I'm being serious. I'm trying to figure out why they're so close. And that's just my thoughts. So, it's amazing.
Joe?
You want the big bow motion yet?
Yeah. I'm ready.
So what I move is that we, first of all, close the window now for any further opportunities to submit proposals during this round. That we ask the port manager to contact the three applicants and tell them that we're not interested in a package that includes sale of the land, that we would rather have a lease agreement, and give them all 30 days to respond to that and come back with their next round if they feel that's appropriate. We can go from there.
I will second that motion.
Gary?
I have a question. Does that work with you?
Yeah, it works with me. However, for court lawyer. Any?
That's fine.
Okay, make sure it's legal.
So right, ready for a second? Roll call.
Okay. Wes?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
So the bottom line is, I think what we're doing now and what we should do is follow this out. We've asked for proposals, we've gotten them. Now we're going to give them 30 days to follow up and modify if they can, if they want to. And we follow that out. At the end of that period, everybody slows up so they can do it. And if we have 11 months left or 10 months left to keep at it, right? Mm-hmm. No?
To do 11 more months to do what?
Well, we had a year date.
Yeah. But if we reject all the proposals, then we have to start over and ask for more.
Correct. That's why we made a motion for that.
If we accepted a proposal, my understanding is they had 12 months to come back with something that was acceptable. Am I?
That's what I remember. Yeah. If we had a viable proposal, they had 12 months to present or
show some due diligence.
Right.
Okay. If we do not accept any of these proposals, then we can go forward with demolition of the building or re-advertise it if the option is wide open again then. But the original intent was, let's get the proposal, see if we can get the building finished. And if we can't get the building finished, then we're going to move on and tear it down, because
I would like to see the minutes.
Paying maintenance on that building.
The minutes is in the packet. So if you want to read, I know there's an amendment to that motion where you asked for 18 months.
I asked for a year, about 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can review that.
Okay. So there will be no action made tonight. The next regular meeting date for everybody in the audience?
Did we roll call on that motion?
On the last motion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Our next regular meeting is February 19th, 2019, 6 p.m. in this room. Is there any further discussion? Where's my gavel at? Yes. He had the test, didn't he?
It's getting bored.
You don't feel very good, does it?
Sorry.
We didn't have a real robust discussion about the idea of not selling the land.
Right, I was going to ask, is there any further discussion on it before we adjourn?
You guys didn't say much. Do you agree that we shouldn't sell the land?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did not agree to sell the land.
I don't think you should sell it unless you're getting a whole bunch of money for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, before you get it.
If you want $100,000, I'll buy it.
I will too.
My biggest concern is not
I'll give you $200,000 for it.
My biggest concern would be the proposal.
Right now.
So at some point, somebody puts up $106,000, and I'm not suggesting they would do this, but if I can't make it work, so we're going to tear it down. Now we've got a piece of ground mm-hmm. that we bought for $106,000, and we're back to making money on it. So if that happens, I'd rather be us with the ground.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sorry, Wes.
No, you're wrong. Is everybody else? Yeah. The board members agree
with
that? Ken, I know Ken does.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't want to sell the land. I know, but if they're willing to pay the debt off plus the interest, I'm all over yes. If that would be my opinion. Have it paid the debt off plus interest. This is my.
Well, that would be something they'd have to propose.
Right, exactly what we discussed. Yep. So we missed anything else, Richard? Okay, great meeting.
Sorry. I'm just waiting for you to use it.
Meeting is adjourned at 6:50.